It's business tip time. Whether it's marketing, sales, operations, etc., I'm bringing you quick tips across a variety of topics to help elevate your business. Let's get it. On today's mini episode, we have a business tip from Dr. Valerie Rain. I got to interview her earlier this week, so be sure to listen to that episode if you haven't already. She is a psychologist and women's mental health expert who discovered patriarchy stress disorder. She has a number one best-selling book on Amazon called Patriarchy Stress Disorder, The Invisible Inner Barrier to Women's Happiness and Fulfillment. And today she is back on the show to share a business tip. So Dr. Valerie, thank you for being here again. Much appreciated. So I am part of your Thriving Circle cohort. And one of the things that you do is you have a thriving business call for us once a month. So what advice would you give to the female listener who has been just grinding, burning out, powering through? What advice would you give her so that she can be in a state of thriving versus surviving when it comes to her work or business?
It's such a great question. First, congrats on creating something worthwhile in the world. Woohoo! You're doing this. I just really want to celebrate you. And this is for you, Alicia, and for every listener who is like hustling and grinding. I just want to celebrate that. It's awesome. And it's not easy. It's not easy also because of PTSD. And I hope you listen to the episode where we unpack this. But what that means is because of the inherited trauma of oppression through patriarchy, our subconscious interprets success, visibility, and even money as dangerous, as unsafe. So we're fighting a huge uphill battle internally when we are creating something authentic of our own in the world. So it's important to recognize that's what's driving, oftentimes it's driving our frenetic activity, our being busy, busy, busy. It's not just that all of these things need to happen. It's that our nervous system is in a constant state of overdrive. And it's looking for more things to do to stay busy. So let that drop in for a moment. Do you actually have to be checking social so many times a day? Do you have to be checking your email so many times a day? Do you notice that your mind is moving fast, but it's not always productive? It's not your fault. It's not, there's nothing wrong with you. It's because of PTSD, the nervous system is constantly moving fast. It's running hot. So what we can do is recognize that it's happening and begin to develop your practices for interrupting that. And some of these practices are, and we shared in the longer episode about them. You can download them at drvalerie.com/book, such as Repower Tool that we also walked you through in the longer episode. Create relaxation opportunities for yourself. And I don't mean plop on the couch and watch TV, right? That's not what I mean by relaxation opportunity. I mean actually helping your nervous system slow down. So there are some breathing techniques that I share, drvalerie.com/book, and other relaxation practices. What we're accomplishing by that, when we're slowing down the nervous system, we're actually opening up more creativity, more productivity. You will see opportunities. Your nervous system, when it's settled, will not interpret opportunities as threats. You see, it will interpret opportunities as, yeah, let's go for them. Because when your nervous system interprets opportunities as threats based on PTSD, because remember, the more visible you are, the more dangerous it is based on the intergenerational trauma, right? You're working so, so hard, but it's not happening. And Alicia and I also talked about the law of attraction and how if what we desire feels unsafe, we're not going to go there, right? So that is a case for knowing when your nervous system is running hot and slowing it down and rewiring it so that you can feel safe and attract more opportunities, be more creative, be more productive. So that's one. Another thing that PTSD sets us up for is the unwinnable race. to earn our worth through productivity. Yeah. And we're just in that hamster wheel all the time, be it in business, be it in parenting, be it in being good friend, good partner, whatever, right? Running. So recognizing that it's happening and uncoupling your worth from your productivity, that's essential as well. So these are a couple of tips that you can start playing with. And another I want to say is, surround yourself with those who can see your vision with you, who can remind you of your big why, even when you forget, because PSD will also make you doubt yourself every step of the way. It will make you forget or say like, oh, maybe it's not that important. Maybe I should quit. It's too hard. Make sure that there are people in your world who will be, they're like broadcast towers. You download that vision onto them and they keep on broadcasting it to you with fidelity. This is your why. This is what you're doing in the world. We see you. We believe in you. We need this. One of the unconscious privileges of men under patriarchy is being believed in. It's unconscious, but you know, every president of the United States to date has been a man. Most CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are men. And even though we consciously may believe that we can do it all, we can be whoever we want to be, our subconscious has received thousands of years of programming that a woman cannot be, you know, CEO, cannot be president, etc. So we need to counteract it by creating a support network of those who see our greatness and support that and remind us when we forget, because PSD will make us forget every step of the way. So I hope that helps to I have one more actually.
Go for it.
I'm going to throw in one more there. Look at your schedule. Right. And that goes along with kind of peeling your nervous system back a little bit from that hamster ride wheel and see where are your opportunities to have pleasure. Bring more pleasure into your days. Pleasure is an essential resource that will help you infuse your productivity, creativity, and actually support your expansion. Being in touch with your pleasure, being in touch with your desire are secret powers that will activate everything and take everything to the next level. I do have a practice to help you connect with your desire that you can also download at drvalerie.com/book. And I wish you the best of luck on your journey. And I want to thank you for being on this journey of creating something amazing in the world. I'm rooting for you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Valerie. I am just like pinching myself that we got to have these conversations, and I can't wait for people to check out your book. Tell us real quickly where people can find and connect with you so that they can learn more and really get a head start on this journey of healing.
Absolutely. DrValerie.com, DrValerie.com/book. Download the first chapter of Patriarchy Stress Disorder there and also the tools that I've mentioned. And make sure to join us at The Thriving Experience. TheThrivingExperience.com is a free event where we get to be together. You'll be with me and my partner, Jeffrey, and an amazing community of women from all over the world will be celebrating each other together, witnessing each other's struggles, and busting the myth that we are holding ourselves back, and instead uncovering the real reason that is holding us back, and also charting our way to from surviving to thriving, charting our journey of how good can it get.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Dr. Valerie. And for those of you listening, I appreciate you listening to this episode and for your support of the show. If this inspired you or helped you in any way, please review, rate, and subscribe. I'd also love if you shared this with someone that you know needs to hear it. And to help us get the word out, take a screenshot of this episode, tag Dr. Valerie and I. Her handles are in the show notes. And mine, you can find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alessia Citro. That's A-L-E-S-S-I-A-C-I-T-R-O and 2 underscores. Can't wait to connect with you. And until next time, remember, you are a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.